This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. As issues like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and immigration continue to keep fueling the Farm Bill debate, it begs the question, why is it still called the Farm Bill? The Washington Policy Center's Maddie Clark says when you consider that more than three-quarters of the funding goes to SNAP, it's a good question.
But that huge chunk of funding almost disorients it and it almost gets hidden because you refer to it as the Farm Bill and people don't realize the nutrition title is the bulk of that funding. So they see the big price tag and think, well, those farmers, they're getting all those handouts, when in fact they get 23% of those handouts with quotation marks of that program.
Clark says it comes down to creating a message that reaches the most people.
It's a challenging situation and it's mostly political because the urban Democrats probably wouldn't vote for a farm bill, but they're going to vote for something that has nutrition in it. So it's really to generate the votes, which I don't believe is the best policy situation.
I asked Clark if it would be possible to separate all the issues.
That's a great question. It's a case I keep wanting to make, but I work in the world of ag policy in Washington, so I fight many a losing battle, I'm sure, but I'm going to keep fighting it.
But Clark says the issues would be much easier to sort out if they were voted on separately. Listen tomorrow for more on the Farm Bill and what might be best for Washington.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.